Because actually what we should be doing is we should be looking at our spouses and saying, look at these 50 good characteristics in you. Of course there's going to be bad characteristics in a spouse. That's default. We're human beings. We've been created deficient. You're not marrying a prophet where prophets are perfect. You're going to marry a deficient human being. That's the definition of marriage. If you want to ask what's the definition of marriage, it's a connection between two deficient people. The deficiency is inherent in the definition of marriage. So how can you look for perfection there? Where are you going to find perfection? It's not possible. The whole point of the marriage is that you look at all the good that's been given. The fact that you could marry and then be thankful for that. The fact that Allah created spouses for us so that there could be peace between us. And we're not thankful for that. That's one blessing in and of itself. And then on top of that, the fact that it was an opportunity to fulfill the sunnah. Such dirty people like ourselves, and Allah gives us the opportunity to fulfill the sunnah by saying, قَبِلْتُ, I accept. Do you know what a great blessing that is? On the day of judgment, it'll become apparent what a great blessing that is. And then, beyond that, there's so many good characteristics in each person. I don't care how bad the person is, there are still good characteristics in that person. There are still good characteristics in that person. Otherwise, Allah would not have created... Even if you can't find one good characteristic, it's a creation of Allah in the end. That human being is a creation of Allah. It's still a nisbah to Allah. It's a reminder of Allah. And yet, we're so quick with our tongues. Oh, you never did one good thing for me. Right? Oh, you never pick up this after yourself. Oh, you always just think about yourself. And then one by one by one, what do? We break the shukr and we end up disconnecting ourselves from Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ was very careful to warn wives in particular about this. And the Prophet ﷺ quotes that they'll come and say, you never did anything for me. Years and years of doing things for the wife, and then all of a sudden, you never did anything for me. And it's very, very distasteful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's from the hadith. Because it's the essence of lacking shukr. So it's very important that we be careful. Because, see, this is where Shaitan's going to get you. He knows you're going to pray 5 times a day. So he knows you're thanking Allah. He knows that you're going to be doing salawat and following the sunnah. So he knows that you're thanking the Prophet ﷺ. He knows that, you know, he can get you to, you're careful with your parents. The next place he hits is the wife. And the next place he hits is the husband. And so it's very important that we follow the sunnah of the marriage. Learn how to be with one's spouse. And it's really important that you take advantage, you take this thankfulness. I'll tell you right now, thankfulness is the secret to a marriage. Thankfulness meaning being appreciative. I was one day in the ER, in the emergency room. This lady walks in. She has bruises all over. Bruises all over. She was just beaten. So we start asking her, what happened? Because she has new bruises and she has old bruises. So what happened to you? So she openly admits, my husband, he beats me. Then we start asking, why don't you leave him? Why don't you leave him? And she says, no, he loves me, I can't leave him. He appreciates me, I can't leave him. That appreciation of that person, despite the fact that he beat his wife, was so strong that she was not willing to leave it. Because it was such a strong attraction, right? Despite the fact that he beat her, she was not willing to leave it. And that's the power of being thankful. Now, not that that should be an excuse to do things that are against the Sharia, but what it highlights is that all these people who complain about their relationship with their spouses, actually the essence is this. That you don't appreciate the spouse, and it's usually two ways, it's never one person wrong. The wife doesn't appreciate the husband, or the husband doesn't appreciate the wife, and usually it's both. Instead, they pick out each other's faults all day. So they pick out each other's faults all day, and what happens? Shaitan has a party. So then that becomes his home. And then he just begins to create rift, and he begins to create hate, and he begins to create all these things which basically destroy your life. So then there's no peace in the home, and then you begin to seek peace in other places. But actually the essence is in being thankful. And the Prophet ﷺ was very, very careful in warning us about things. I mean, you look through hadith, the Prophet ﷺ never complained about the food that he was given. You find in clear hadith that the Prophet ﷺ states that he never complained about the food that he was given. In other hadith, Anas radiallahu anhu says what? I served the Prophet ﷺ for 10 years. 10 years. That's not any short period of time. That's a very big part of the life of the Prophet ﷺ. Basically half of his prophethood. Anas says, I served, radiallahu anhu, says, I served the Prophet for 10 years. He never said to me,